WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Two people and a dog were rescued from a house fire in Wheaton last night. Both of the adults had mobility or developmental issues that required assistance to get out of the split-level house on Pritchard Road. One rescued from the second floor, the other from the basement, both suffering minor injuries. The fire apparently started in a second-floor bedroom and was caused by improperly discarded smoking materials. John F. Kennedy's daughter, Caroline, participates today in the christening of a new aircraft carrier named after the 35th president. The ceremony takes place at the shipyard in Newport News, Virginia. Caroline will smash a bottle of American sparkling wine across the hull of the USS John Kennedy, the ship the second in the U.S. Navy's new Ford class of aircraft carriers that are designed to carry and fly more planes with fewer sailors. Former Secretary of State John Kerry will serve as one of the speakers. A heads up if your travels take you along I-66 in Fairfax County this weekend.
Construction will be taking place near Nutley Street at I-66 West this weekend. This is VDOT's Michelle Holland.
It's important to note that there will be some closures of a ramp at the Country Creek Road, which is a small ramp in that area that a lot of local drivers use, and closure of two right lanes on I-66. Again, impacting westbound on 66 near the Nutley Street interchange.
The work to demolish a bridge pier base will take place at 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night and run through the overnight hours. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax continues his efforts to clear his name from sexual assault allegations. He was in a federal courtroom in Alexandria yesterday for a hearing in his libel suit against CBS. The network aired interviews with the two women who have accused Fairfax, and CBS's lawyers have asked a judge to dismiss the lawsuit. The network claims it reported the allegations fairly and allowed Fairfax to respond. Fairfax says CBS has continued to ignore evidence that contradicts the women's allegations and that its reporting insinuated his guilt. The Census Bureau is doing everything it can to find enough people needing temporary work to help with the once-every-decade headcount. As many as 116,000 workers are needed in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and that's a huge challenge in an area with virtually no unemployment. The pay's not bad. In the D.C. area, it ranges between $20 and $27 an hour. But the challenge continues. Nearly 10,000 workers are needed in the district alone. Only about 4,000 recruits have been found so far. 150 children from area hospices are getting a chance to fly to the North Pole today. Their flight takes off from Dulles aboard a holiday-decorated Boeing 777.
The children will come to the airport, board an aircraft. It's a Boeing 777. It's a wide-body aircraft. They'll take a short flight around the region and land at what they believe to be the North Pole.
The pole, an elaborately decorated Concourse D, will host a party complete with visits with St. Nick himself. Kimberly Gibbs with the Airports Authority says it's an annual tradition that United Airlines holds at several airports across the country. In sports, the Capitals beat Anaheim 3-2. The Wizards fall to the Heat. College Hoops number 10 Duke beats Virginia Tech. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? I'm so glad I didn't. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since now you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait offer. Join EMP 180 now for a minimum of 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. EMP 180's Why Wait offer ends soon. For details, visit EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. Oh, and I'm proud to announce that the Washington Capitals have partnered with the D.C. area's leader in health, nutrition, and weight loss. As I've been saying for years, EMP 180 is the gold standard in D.C. for nutritional-based weight loss. Do what I did and what the Caps have done. Call EMP 180 now. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
7:05 at WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Jim Lavin in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traveling in Aspen Hills, southbound on Georgia Avenue at Belprie Road, just after the intersection. Right lane taken away. Police just arrived on the scene. Pedestrian struck in the roadway. You will get by to the far left. Fire rescue has just arrived as well, so try and avoid that area if you can. But southbound, you will lose the right side of the roadway. I'm Jim Lavin, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll be sunny but cool today. We'll have a high of 44 degrees. Clear and cold tonight with a low of 26. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high near 50. Monday, rain with a high of 56. 33 degrees in Burke right now. It's 34 in La Plata, 35 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Chamonix Christmas and Holiday Sale is officially here. Stock up on the best skincare that money can buy during Chamonix's best promotion of the year. Imagine the turkey neck and double chin gone with the famous Genucel Breakthrough Jawline Treatment with MDL technology. And during Chamonix's 25 Days of Christmas celebration, get the classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness absolutely free, plus Genucel's immediate effects for results in 12 hours. Look 10, 15, even 20 years younger right before your eyes, guaranteed, or 100% of your money back. But your order today is even more special. Chamonix has partnered with Women Rising to give the exact same package you get to a woman seeking support and assistance from domestic violence. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. Your order today includes Genucel XV anti-wrinkle treatment and will be upgraded to priority shipping for free. Make this holiday season extra special with Chamonix. Order now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560.
It is the Saturday morning update, hour two, and it is Operation Fisher House 2019. Our radiothon continues. You can make a donation right now at 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560 for Fisher House. We're joined by John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, great to have you with us.
Great to be here and honored beyond words to be associated with the Fisher House Radiothon. Fisher House has endeavored to do good deeds for decades, and to see people doing so much to enhance the work of Fisher House is nothing less than heartwarming.
John, no particular surprise to see Nancy Pelosi come out and say that they were moving forward with the impeachment process, but I was curious kind of what was behind it, and then I looked at your article and I saw your headline, Pelosi's Impeachment Change Driven by Dems AOC Wing.
Aren't we observant, Rick? 6 months ago, this would have been a surprise, because Nancy Pelosi said at the time, she did not want to see Donald Trump impeached. She wanted to see him defeated and jailed. And that is an exact quote, one that Pelosi said in forums ranging from the House Democratic Conference meeting to when I last saw her at the Christian Science Monitor press breakfast. What's responsible for this 180-degree turnaround leading up to the press conference last week? I'll answer that in three letters. AOC. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, who symbolizes the progressive wing of the Democratic Party in the House, has always been hankering for impeachment of Donald Trump. In many ways, she represents not only the younger progressive wing already in Congress, but the many who want to be the next AOC. So far, five senior Democrats in the House are being challenged within their party primaries by AOC-style insurgents. One of them is, you guessed it, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler of New York. He faces a very stiff challenge, as a matter of fact, from someone who worked for New York's governor and who's running to the left of him on everything from the environment to taxes, it's small wonder that Nadler is a pusher for impeachment even before Nancy Pelosi. I talked to Stephen Hess, who's worked for four presidents, knows Congress and the executive inside and out. He said that Nancy Pelosi is a good commander who looks back at her troops frequently. She looked back at them, and they said, impeach. It's that simple.
She has two troops who are insubordinate. Representative Jeff Van Drew, the Democrat from New Jersey, he came out and said that he preferred censure on Trump so they could, quote, move on. He also said he plans to vote against all the articles of impeachment, quote, unless there's something that I haven't seen or heard before. He also said that the impeachment is, quote, tearing the nation apart, and I want to bring people together. And Minnesota Representative Colin Peterson is the other Democrat who also opposed the inquiry. He was asked if he would vote to impeach. He said, quote, I don't have an idea what they're doing.
Just the statement of Colin Peterson and Jeff Van Drew's call for censure undermines the entire Democratic case. Originally, Nancy Pelosi said she would only pursue impeachment if it were bipartisan. No Republican wants to see this president impeached, and in fact, two from the Democratic Party are already breaking ranks on the issue. Colin Peterson is no surprise. He's bolted from his party on issues from abortion to taxes for a long time. He may be the last of the old blue dog Democrats who are something other than liberal. That's how he survives. In the case of Jeff Van Drew, he's a freshman and a very predictable liberal Democrat, but he's demonstrating he also thinks for himself on this issue. And indeed, the call for censure was something that Democrats and many Republicans now wish Congress had done with Bill Clinton rather than put the nation through an impeachment trial and enhance the president's supporters so much that he was the most in-demand speaker among Democratic politicians in 2000, even when he wasn't a candidate for re-election. Donald Trump is seeking re-election, and an impeachment trial, Democrats fear, could enhance his standing, rally his troops. I should say at least some Democrats are thinking that, and that's why this impeachment limps along, clumsily.
So the White House, Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock deadline, they opt not to participate in the next steps in the House of Representatives. Your take?
My take is this. The White House is treating the House of Representatives' actions, which are going to culminate in impeachment, with nothing short of contempt. The president is being president, as he demonstrated in his NATO appearance and in other functions he has coming up, such as greeting other world leaders. Now, if and when a Trump impeachment comes to a trial in the Senate, the president has talked about testifying personally in the case. I do think his lawyers will eventually prevail upon him not to do that. But for now, Trump is saying, let me at him. I think there's a feeling of confidence within the White House on this one.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll be watching for you on Twitter at John Gizzi as the impeachment drama continues.
And if you want to get away from this dark drama and enjoy a truly happy experience, support Fisher House. You'll be glad you did.
John, thank you. It's 7:15. It is the Saturday Morning Update and the 2019 105.9 FM WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. 888-294-8560 is the number. And a reminder that you can make a donation right now. Thanks to an anonymous donor, your donation will be doubled if you make it today. So don't let the day get away from you. Don't get busy later on. Make the donation now. Very simple. 888-294-8560. That takes about 2 minutes on the phone, 888-294-8560. Make your donation now. Make that donation, and it will be doubled. So if you make a $50 donation, it's $100 for Fisher House, and a $500 donation becomes $1,000 for Fisher House. So do it right now, 888-294-8560. It's quarter after 7, and it's time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Jim Lavins in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Southbound on Georgia Avenue, did have a pedestrian struck at Belpre Road. Still, the right lane taken away by police activity there. Stay to the left, you will be able to get by. In the district, Mount Olivet Road is shut down in Northeast. That between West Virginia Avenue and Brentwood Parkway, and that only for police activity. I'm Jim Lappin now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today with a high of 44, partly cloudy tomorrow, high 48. Looking for rain on Monday with a high of 56. More rain Tuesday will reach 64. On Wednesday, morning rain and a possibility of snow showers with a high of 40 on Wednesday. 35 now in Washington, going to 44, and it's 7:16 on the Saturday morning update.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
And for me, it's an honor to once again be part of the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon for 2019. 888-294-8560 is the number. And now, an interesting conversation because Denise Dolan joins us. She's the Vice President of Development at the Fisher House Foundation. She is the granddaughter of a World War II veteran. He spent 5 days lost in the New Guinea jungle. She's also a DAR member. She oversees fundraising for the foundation. And Denise, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me, and thank you to all the listeners at WMAL for all their support through the years.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a wonderful turnout every year. And I guess my first question is, having known about your grandfather's experience, how did that impact your understanding of what Fisher House does and your role within it? Even though it was WW2, it's still a service member and somebody needs to be there for that service member.
Right. I love talking about my grandfather. I will just say that his name was Tennessee because he looked just like Tennessee Ernie Ford. But he was drafted in 1941. He was a farm boy from Missouri who soon found himself in jungle warfare in the South Pacific. He earned a Bronze Star. He came home in December of 1945. And this really was a time when psychological injuries were not understood or even recognized. And if I fast forward to last month, when I visited the Camp Pendleton Fisher House, I took lunch to the families. And when I walked into the kitchen, there were a half a dozen young, physically fit men and women standing at the island. And they were so gracious and thankful for the sandwiches I brought for them. And they were actually staying at the Fisher House because they were receiving treatment at the Intrepid Center, which is another initiative of the Fisher family. And the Intrepid Center works to help those with TBIs and psychological injuries. And oftentimes it is to help them get back to maybe even the battlefield because that's what they want to do. It is a true privilege to work at Fisher House and help the brave men and women who defend our country's freedom, just like my grandfather did.
You know, you're in development at Fisher House, and it is the time of the year when people are making charitable giving donations, coming up on the end of the tax year. And tell us a little bit about how someone can participate in that.
Oh, sure. You know, I will just say that this has been going on since 2002. And when we started this yesterday morning, we had reported $6.8 million. And I have to tell you that the $6.8 million is for the weekend, when we receive the money on the weekend. WMAL listeners have had such a larger impact that, quite frankly, we can't always measure. But we get IRA distributions, estate gifts from WMAL listeners all year long.
Hmm.
And So, I mean, WMAL and your listeners should just really be proud of that impact that they've had for the families that we serve.
Now, you've gotten the 4-star Charity Navigator rating. That's the top rating 16 years in a row. And in talking earlier, we find that when you have like a 93% program ratio, so in other words, 93 cents on a dollar goes right to program services, and that's a lot better than a lot of the charities.
Right. We work really hard at Fisher House to on organizational effectiveness and organizational efficiency. We will not be spending money on direct mail or paid advertising, and we really rely on word of mouth for the people who give to us, and WMAL is no exception to that because you're spreading the message for us, and this is, quite frankly, advertising that we could just not pay for ourselves because we keep our costs low and our ratings high.
And tell us a little bit about the services that are provided. We talk a lot about it. It's a home away from home. But you can tell us a little more about those services that would cost somebody so much.
Sure. You know, a home away from home for service members, veterans, and their families. And one of the unique things about Fisher House is that we do focus on the family, and we believe that the family serves as well. And so if a service member is injured, the family can stay across the street from the hospital at Fisher House, and they can be there with their loved ones. And our hashtag that we use on social media a lot is Love is Good Medicine. We really believe that having your family there helps that healing process.
Well, Denise, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Obviously, thank you for the great work that everyone is doing at the Fisher House Foundation. And again, 888-294-8560 right now. And this anonymous donor that is doubling donations today, that's amazing, Denise.
It is amazing, and we're so thankful for that. And we've had such a good response from the listeners. Last night I was there until 9 p.m., and just want to thank everyone for their generosity and really recognizing the Fisher House program and the value to the families.
Denise, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Denise Dolan at the Fisher House Foundation, 888-294-8560. Again, your donation will be doubled today. $100 donation becomes $200. Do it right now, 888-294-8560 for Fisher House.
It's finally here. The Xfinity Beyond Black Friday event is the gift that goes beyond the holidays. Don't miss out. This is the time of year to choose a package that's right for you and get $100 back. Now that's a gift. Plus, you'll unwrap amazing speed and Wi-Fi coverage from America's best internet provider, so your household of family, friends, and their devices is no problem. That's another gift. You'll also get the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote with Xfinity X1, giving your family the easiest all-in-one entertainment experience, which makes this deal a gift within a gift within a gift. Choose your package now and you'll get $100 back. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. For a limited time, get $100 back on our most popular packages. Hurry, the Xfinity Beyond Black Friday event ends December 10th. So go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New X1 Double Play and Triple Play customers only. 2-year term contract required.
Hey, it's Chris Plant, and I have a great gift idea for any listener to my wonderful radio show. Treat yourself or a loved one to the trip of a lifetime on our 2020 Chris Plant Listener Cruise. 7 days cruising breathtaking Alaska beginning August 5th on Regent Seven Seas luxurious all-suite Mariner. This week only, take advantage of a special discounted Cyber Week pricing, which includes a $500 per suite shipboard credit. Enjoy Alaska and meet new like-minded friends, all while experiencing spectacular scenery, lots of wildlife, and fascinating frontier towns. Plus, on Regent, everything is included. Round-trip airfare, unlimited shore excursions, unlimited beverages, including fine wines and spirits, Wi-Fi, and more. Of course, we'll have some get-togethers on board ship as well. So give the gift of the Chris Plant Sea Cruise this holiday season. Call the travel store at 800-777-6540. 800-777-6540. Online at chrisplantcruise.com.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is our Fisher House Radiothon weekend, and we appreciate your support so far on the show. And you still have the opportunity to make donations all day, 888-294-8560. We encourage you to do it early, so you don't forget about it when you get out and about doing holiday shopping. That's 888-294-8560, our annual Fisher House Radiothon here at WMAL. It is always a pleasure to be joined by Cheryl Atkison. She is the host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Author of Stonewalled and The Smear. And each one of them makes a great holiday gift idea, by the way. And Cheryl, it's good to have you with us.
Why, thank you. Good to be here.
We were talking about media mistakes last week, and you had been listing them at CherylAtkison.com. And the one we talked about last week was media mistake number 100, and that was the reporter at Newsweek who had basically reported that President really doing nothing more than playing golf and tweeting on Thanksgiving Day when, in fact, he was visiting the troops. Well, number 101 on your list came out, and it was the same reporter a little bit earlier in the month.
Yes, it turns out that the same reporter, Jessica Kwong, had reported an allegedly very misleading story about President Trump's tipping, I guess implying he'd been very cheap. There was a video showing him tipping staff at Trump Hotel, and the headline said, "Video shows Trump giving thin stack of cash to D.C. hotel staff," and then I guess sarcastically, his advisor, board member, calls it so generous. Well, it turns out it was a generous tip, and Newsweek ended up updating the story to remove the headline referencing a thin stack of cash to include that that stack of cash was $100 bills and above and beyond what he'd already tipped the servers. So just I thought it was worthy of noting that the same reporter had a allegedly biased piece on about a week before the big Thanksgiving debacle.
Well, that's number 101. Number 102 could be a costly media mistake. It could cost a media outlet $435 million. Tell us about that one.
We'll see how this turns out because, you know, the way it is now, public officials have to prove so much if they're claiming defamation because they're a public figure. It's very hard to win a defamation case even if someone didn't tell the truth about you. But Representative Devin Nunes, the Republican of California, Trump supporter, filed a $435 million defamation lawsuit against CNN over a story that CNN did claiming, listen to this, the story claimed on November 23rd, Nunes had flown to Austria in December 2018 to meet with a former Ukrainian prosecutor to dig up dirt on Biden and his son. Now, Nunes says at the time that CNN said he was in Vienna, Austria, he was actually in Benghazi, Libya, and Malta for work meetings, and he was able to produce photographs that he says proves that. So I don't know where the disconnect is. Once again, anonymous sources, you know, telling CNN or a news outlet something that they go with that turns out perhaps to be entirely wrong. Nunes also says he's never met with the named former Ukrainian prosecutor in Vienna or anywhere else. So we'll have to see where that lawsuit goes.
I want to turn to a story you have tomorrow on Full Measure, and it's the theme of global populism. And I think we've seen it in a sense of, obviously, with President Trump and his election. We saw it in Brazil with President Jair Bolsonaro, the president there called the Tropical Trump. And it's not just these two countries.
No, in fact, we learned on a trip to Europe, it's going on across Europe, South America, the United States. You know, many people consider Trump part of this phenomenon. But the interesting thing, Rick, is there's not an agreed definition of what populism is. If you talk to a lot of people, they make it sound negative. It's, you know, popular politicians bamboozling the public and promising things they can't deliver. But in fact, you know, this is not just a conservative phenomenon. We consulted with experts and went all across, you know, from Denmark to Greece, listening to people. And what we heard is populism is a popular uprising by voters against establishment politicians left and right when they think they're not being listened to. And the spark for this, say the experts, was and is the fact that so many politicians there, just like the complaint is here, did not listen to the people or handle things well when they had the immigration crisis, illegal immigration problem, refugee crisis, the fallout from that, the financial problems, the culture clash, the Islamic extremist terrorism, and then those who question it or are concerned are sometimes falsely painted as racist. So this whole thing that you've heard over here in America is going on in many other places, and it's changing politics. It's upending the two-party system in Great Britain. It was behind the movement for Brexit, the exit from the European Union of Great Britain. And, you know, I think it's a fascinating cover story that really explains a lot.
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, full measure on ABC 7 with Cheryl Atkinson. Cheryl, thank you very, very much.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
Coming up on the 7:30 news, Fisher House Radiothon, 888-294-8560. Make your donation now. Our new total, $320,629, 888-294-8560.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:31. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The FBI is keeping its investigation of the Saudi national who killed three people in a classroom at the Pensacola Air Station yesterday, close to the vest.
The FBI was specific about not wanting to talk about any possible motive at this point. At a press conference they gave here, they talked about the fact that this is a large crime scene, and they have a team that's been working to process the evidence there.
Correspondent Natasha Chen. The U.S. and Iran have conducted a prisoner exchange. The trade today involves a Princeton graduate student who President Trump has confirmed is being returned to the U.S. in exchange for an Iranian scientist. Iran has detained dual Iranian nationals and those with Western ties in the past to be used as bargaining chips amid heightened tensions over its collapsing nuclear deal with world powers and sanctions. Tony-winning actor Ron Liebman has died.
He played numerous roles in the six decades, making films and appearing in TV series, including the hit Friends, where he played Dr. Leonard Green, Jennifer Aniston's father, who always had an opinion, especially when he took her to dinner.
You're 74 Lafitte, sir.
74? I ordered the 75. That's a magnificent wine. The 74 is sewage. Why would you bring me sewage?
And he won a 1979 Tony Award for Tony Kushner's play, Angels in America. And yes, the opinions were still evident.
Maybe we can get an apartment with a washer-dryer now.
Ron Liebman was 82. I'm Pat Piper.
In sports, the Caps beat the Ducks in Anaheim 3-2. Six straight wins now for the team with the best record in hockey. The Wizards fell to the Heat. College Hoops number 10 Duke beats Virginia Tech. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Is your portfolio constructed to weather the stormy ups and downs of the financial markets? Your financial advisor can evaluate the good and bad news and help make sure your account is positioned appropriately. Hi, I'm Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We manage investments for our clients, so give us a call. We think we can help.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? I'm so glad I didn't. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since now you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait offer. Join EMP 180 now for a minimum of 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. EMP 180's Why Wait offer ends soon. For details, visit emp180.com or call 855-888-0180. Oh, and I'm proud to announce that the Washington Capitals have partnered with the D.C. area's leader in health, nutrition, and weight loss. As I've been saying for years, EMP 180 is the gold standard in D.C. for nutritional-based weight loss. Do what I did and what the Caps have done. Call EMP 180 now. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Jim Lavin in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound on Georgia Avenue, did have a pedestrian struck at Belpre Road. Still, the right lane taken away by police activity there. Stay to the left, you will be able to get by. In the district, Mount Olivet Road is shut down in Northeast. That between West Virginia Avenue and Brentwood Parkway, and that only for police activity. I'm Jim Lappin now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll be sunny but cool today with a high of 44. Clear and cold tonight with a low 26 for tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies and a high near 50. Rain comes in on Monday with a high 56. More rain Tuesday, but it'll be mild. We'll have a high of 64. It's 29 right now in Springfield, 28 in Hyattsville, 34 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Natural Treatment for Shoulder Pain Relief on Wednesday, December 11th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
Call right now and your donation will be doubled. That's right. Throughout the day, an anonymous donor will double all donations for the day today, 888-294-8560. And just think, you make a $500 donation, that means $1,000 for Fisher House. Tony Schaefer joins us, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, always great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you were co-hosting yesterday morning here on WMAL, and, you know, we were talking before we came on just now, and you mentioned this, and I'm thinking the same thing. You know, for as long as we've been doing the Fisher House Radiothon, of course, you being in the military, you know Fisher House, but each of us learn something new every year about Fisher House.
Yeah, no doubt. And Vince and I had a great time yesterday running up the score in a nice way. We were able to hit a very significant number. And one of the things I learned during that time is the fact that they also help veterans. They actually have about half of the number of their houses associated or affiliated with or near veterans facilities. And so that means that once people, leave service who require medical services, they're still there for them, especially when the families have to come for long-term medical procedures. So I was astounded to know that this is not simply about wounded warriors and the folks coming back from the battlefront. They've now transitioned and expanded to cover the full spectrum of those who need it. I got to tell you, Rick, that's impressive any way you cut it. And I think it's more important than ever to support these folks and what they need.
Now, Tony, we've got people that listen on the weekends that may not have the opportunity to spend a lot of time listening during the week because they're working. They may go into work early. And we have people streaming around the country and, for that matter, around the world. And for somebody that may not particularly be familiar with the services of Fisher House, they may have heard about Fisher House, but don't really understand exactly what they do. I've explained it this morning, but I would like to get your summary of what Fisher House does.
Yeah, sure. So when a member of the military or a veteran shows up for long-term or extended treatment, and this could be from a war injury or in combat, the families often cannot afford to be there with a member. I mean, remember, a hospital where they're being treated or recovering is often far away from their home. And Fisher House provides that home away from home, that very positive environment for the family to be there, to be able to go see their loved one. And more importantly, the loved one can come visit during the recovery, so they actually have a home-like space. And let me tell you something, having that friendly environment where you don't have the stress of expense of having to pay literally your life savings to stay at a hotel to see your loved one at the most critical time of their life is a blessing. So that's what they do, and they do it very well.
Well, it's good to have you on because we'd like to run the score up this morning if we can.
Good.
All right. So far, we're at $320,629 so far. over $320,000, but we need to get the number up. 888-294-8560 right now, 888-294-8560. And we encourage you to make the donation because it will be doubled today thanks to an anonymous donor. Every donation that comes in today, every dollar becomes $2. So a $500 donation becomes $1,000. 888-294-8560 for Fisher House. Tony, I want to turn to something because the narrative in most of the media outlets, obviously in the Democratic Party, the narrative about President Trump and NATO has been that he's weakened NATO, he's out to pull the U.S. out of NATO, he's out to destroy NATO. And we saw him again this week at NATO. Right. And you've written an op-ed, it's at townhall.com. Headline on it, President Trump is orchestrating NATO's revival. You take the opposite approach.
Well, it's true because that's what we're doing. And this is true regarding the entire spectrum of the mission for NATO. Rick, we've actually returned to working the concept of how would we deliver heavy armor to Germany if we're to go to war. And let me tell you, that's not about weakening NATO. That's about how do we actually go back to war if we have to. And also, he's been working the other areas of NATO regarding what needs to be done today versus the 1980s. Things like cyber, things like counterterror. These things are all now back at the forefront. And oh, by the way, people are paying their, to use a Democrat term, their fair share. And it's amazing how the Democrats want everybody, all American citizens to pay their fair share, but they don't want our allies to pay their fair share of their defense burden. And so their criticism, the left's criticism, is completely wrong. And I've seen people on my Twitter feed say that somehow our strengthening NATO is pro-Russian. I cannot believe the lunacy. But the facts speak for themselves, and the president is doing what he promised he would do to make NATO and the United States stronger.
Well, the irony of it is the media and the Democrats have done so much to weaken the president domestically as well as on the international stage. Okay. But he just seems unfazed by it.
Yeah. And this is another case of that. He doesn't care about the two-faced other leaders of the world. And I think they're making fun of him because the fact is they don't like the fact they're being challenged. And they are behaving like little schoolyard girls, chattering behind his back. But it doesn't matter. He's doing his job, and he will continue to do it well.
And I think they're making fun of him because of the jealousy that he gets all the press. He can go out and do a 40-minute presser. And right. If it was up to the media, he'd do an hour and 40-minute presser. They would keep him the whole time.
Right.
And nobody's going to spend 40 minutes with Pierre Trudeau, excusez-moi.
Well, unless his eyebrows dropped off during the press conference, at least that would be notable. So,
anyway, I should say Justin Trudeau. But yes. Seriously, the impact he's had on NATO has been so positive. Yet the spin from the media and the opposition party is that he has, really been out to the contrary. One quick question that troubles me, and I haven't asked an expert about this. You've got President Erdogan cozying up to Russia,
yeah.
But he's a member of NATO. And if NATO is there to strengthen Europe against Russia, but you've got Erdogan in NATO, isn't that like having, a player in the opposing team's huddle?
It is, and this is something that's been troubling. The NATO issue relating to Turkey has been ongoing for quite a while now. And there's no easy answer. I think there's issues relating to why they should stay in and issues why they should leave. And they were part of NATO early on because of the critical juncture, critical location they have regarding, facing off against the Russians. At this point, it's something that I get a lot of questions about, and the honest answer is we have no real answer at this point in time to provide anybody.
So I would hope they're relatively guarded when he's in the room.
Yes.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Tony, as always, thanks so much. Thank you for the good words on Fisher House. Thanks for everything you and Vince did yesterday. And I understand that you will be stopping down to the Fashion Center at Pentagon City this afternoon to join Larry O'Connor, Chris Plant, and Vince Colonnese broadcasting live this afternoon, 5 to 7. So now it's Vince, Larry, Chris, and Tony, and that's at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City, the food court. And, of course, that's in Arlington, Pentagon City Metro stop. Stop down, say hello, and make a donation to Fisher House this afternoon from 5 to 7 at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City. Tony, thanks again.
Thanks, Rick.
You bet. 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. The 2019 105.9 FM WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Jim Lavin's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Southbound on Georgia Avenue, did have a pedestrian struck at Belpre Road. Still, the right lane taken away by police activity there. Stay to the left, you will be able to get by. In the district, Mount Olivet Road is shut down in Northeast. That between West Virginia Avenue and Brentwood Parkway, and that only for police activity. I'm Jim Lavin now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today with a high of 44, partly cloudy Sunday, high to 48, rain Monday, high 56, rain Tuesday, high 64. Wednesday, morning rain and a possibility of snow showers with a high of 40 on Wednesday. 36 now, headed to 44, 746 Saturday morning update.
It's finally here. The Xfinity Beyond Black Friday event is the gift that goes beyond the holidays. Don't miss out. This is the time of year to choose a package that's right for you and get $100 back. Now that's a gift. Plus, you'll unwrap amazing speed and Wi-Fi coverage from America's best internet provider. So your household of family, friends, and their devices is no problem. That's another gift. You'll also get the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote with Xfinity X1, giving your family the easiest all-in-one entertainment experience, which makes this deal a gift within a gift within a gift. Choose your package now and you'll get $100 back. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. For a limited time, get $100 back on our most popular packages. Hurry, the Xfinity Beyond Black Friday event ends December 10th. So go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New X1 Double Play and Triple Play customers only. 2-year term contract required.
Okay, holiday gift for Sarah. What do I know about Sarah? She's tall, blonde, likes coffee. Coffee gift card! Gah, come on, you can do better than that. Is there a great gift for tall people? You know, I bet anyone would think to get her that anyway. I need special, super-duper unique, a gift that wows. Yeah.
You could brainstorm the perfect gift forever, or avoid the risk of disappointment and give the gift of holiday scratchers from the Virginia Lottery.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? I'm so glad I didn't. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since now you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait offer. Join EMP 180 now for a minimum of 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. EMP 180's Why Wait offer ends soon. For details, visit EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. Oh, and I'm proud to announce that the Washington Capitals have partnered with the D.C. area's leader in health, nutrition, and weight loss. As I've been saying for years, EMP 180 is the gold standard in D.C. for nutritional-based weight loss. Do what I did and what the Caps have done. Call EMP 180 now. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Natural Treatment for Shoulder Pain Relief on Wednesday, December 11th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
Indeed, it is the Fisher House Radiothon for 2019 from WMAL. 888-294-8560 is the number. And we're joined by KT McFarland. And it's great to have KT with us, of course, former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration, authored the brand new book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, that you can pre-order at Amazon.com right now. And KT, we've got a little something special this morning because we're going to be joined by Minnie Curry, and she is the wife of Army Sergeant Anson Curry. And KT, I wanted you to join in with us in talking with Minnie because you have a daughter and son-in-law that were at the Naval Academy. You're a military mom, so you can certainly understand the significance and importance of Fisher House.
You know, as a military family, the scariest phone call you get, and thank God I've never gotten that phone call, is that a family member has been injured. And your first thoughts should and are about, how do I help? What can we do? Is there something that I can do to be part of it? And then you're trying to also get the whole family together because you're grieving, but yet you're hopeful that something good is going to come at the end of this terrible story. And I think the Fisher House, what they provide for the military families is the ability to just go, to not worry about, where am I going to stay? I can't afford a hotel. How long is this going to take? What happens to me? Is it going to wipe out our family savings if I go to see my loved one? And yet at the same time, you need to be there because you need to be part of the healing process. You need to have that loved one look at you and realize, okay, I want to live. I want to get better. And so I think what the Fisher House does is more than any other charity or any military, compassionate thing, is that they just say, don't worry about it. Come. Be with your family member. And then we will help you to get better. Because it's not just the person who's on the hospital gurney. It's the family. They both help each other get better. And the fact that nobody has to worry about, where are we going to stay? How much is it going to cost? Who's going to get the sofa bed pullout? I mean, all of that stuff is not even part of their worry stream. And I think it's just a marvelous thing. I met the old man, the old Zachary Fisher, who founded it years and years ago. And he was a great patriot. He, like a lot of New York real estate families, they're titans. They own the whole company. Their family members run the thing. They're really a tight-knit group. Trump comes from that background as well. And when I met him, I said, well, why'd you do this? And he said, well, I just wanted to, my family came to this country. We owe this country a lot. We owe the men and women in the military a lot. I survived when I was in war, and I just wanted to do something to help. And I thought, whoa, this is what America's all about. You know, here's a self-made man, and he looked at something that he knew he was good at doing. They're in their real estate family. They knew how to build houses. And he figured out a way to get something done. And I cannot say how much I admire the Fisher family, the subsequent family members who have carried on the tradition.
Well, KT, we should have Minnie Curry on the phone with us. She is the wife of Army Sergeant Anson Curry. And Minnie, it is wonderful to have you with us this morning.
Thank you. I couldn't have said it better than she did. I mean, she just practically took the words out of my mouth.
Well, tell us what happened with your husband.
On August 5th of 2011, I got the worst call that any spouse can get. And we were told that we were going to be flown to meet him at Launch 2 Germany as soon as possible because he wasn't expected to live. They said he was in a very poorly state. And, you know, when I got that call, that was the worst call of my life. The only thing that I was thinking was I would start praying right away. And, you know, I was very stubborn and I just kept insisting that they would tell the medical staff to stabilize him enough to fly him to the States. I didn't know, like she said, I didn't think of where I was going to stay or anything. I just thought about I need to get to him, and I didn't know how or when. And I didn't even think of any of that stuff. My number one thing is, I need to get to him right away.
Katie, can you imagine what she must have been going through?
No, and you know, Minnie, I don't know if you heard, but I have a daughter who is now in the Navy Reserves and a son-in-law, and they both went to the Naval Academy, and they have friends who were injured in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And I know that the tragedy, that it's not just you and your husband, but it's the entire family. And the fact that you had that stubbornness and you said, bring him back to the States, let's get him the right treatment, don't you think that made a big difference, the fact that you were there and you could be with him?
Yes. The fact that I didn't, you know, when I got the call, I did my crying. Of course, I didn't do it at the time when I got the call because I was in disbelief as what I was hearing, that, you know, they told me that they got attacked and a grenade was launched into their bunker. My husband, Anson Curry, got the major impact of the explosion. He got shrapnel to the head. So he did suffer a severe TBI. Brain injury and was not expected to survive. No one expected him to survive, basically. But, you know, I grew up in a faith-bound home. And, like I said, I didn't expect, I didn't know what else. I wasn't thinking of anything else other than getting to him.
And how is Anson doing now?
Oh, my God. We're going on, I want to say, 10 years now of constant rehab and therapy. And just like she said, you know, family is the best medicine. Had I not had people like the Fisher House and what they do and homes like the homes that they provide, I would have encountered financial hardship or debt on hotel bills and whatnot. I don't think I would have been able to be there every single day like I was there for 9 months. I was actually very humbled by the fact that they told me not to worry how long I had already been there, because I know that other people depend on houses like the Fisher houses and whatnot, and they told me, don't worry about it. You're fine, your family. Just go and be with your husband.
Well, Minnie, I think that sums it up when you say they told you not to worry about it. And that's what Fisher House does, is it takes some of that worry away in such a just horrific situation when your life is changed overnight and you have to respond and react, and Fisher House is there. Minnie Curry, the wife of Army Sergeant Anson Curry, thank you so much for sharing your story this morning with us.
Thank you.
And please give our support and love to Anson. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you so much.
And Minnie, you and your family and the Fisher House and what they do, you're in our thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560. Remember, for today, your donation will be doubled thanks to an anonymous donor. So a $500 donation becomes $1,000. It's Fisher House, 888-294-8560. Our new total, $324,079. Again, we have the entire day fundraising for Fisher House and a special broadcast this afternoon from 5 to 7 at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City. Vince, Larry, Chris, and now Tony will be there. So check them all out this afternoon, 5 to 7. It's all for Fisher House, and that's at the Fashion Court, Pentagon City. Again, 888-294-8560. Please make your donation now.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Supporting our wounded warriors and their families. The Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL, a Cumulus station.